You're catching up with Rude Dits and Loz for breakfast. Thanks to Sterling Homes. Make the move and visit sterlinghomes.com.au today. It's Triple L
Breakfast. Oh, how exciting. The Thursday before a long, long weekend. How is everyone?
Very good. Very, very good indeed. How are you?
Yeah, good. Took me a while after I woke up to realise it was a Thursday before Easter, and then I was very excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giddy.
Yeah. You taking off today, Roo?
Yes, we are. As soon as school's out, we're gone.
Yep.
Up to the country.
Yeah. Beautiful.
A few blue crabs and nice. A few beers.
Yeah, don't forget your mates.
I heard you asking about crabbing yesterday.
Yeah.
I
love crabs.
You said, what's the limit to how many you're allowed to catch?
Yeah.
And Roo went, I don't think you'll have to worry about that, mate.
That's right. That's a very good point. I then asked, okay, what's the minimum? What's too embarrassing to come in with?
Yeah.
I have come back very empty-handed many times.
Mate, I've told you before, my family has a curse on them. It must be some old Irish shanty thing because we cannot catch fish.
Can I tell you a quick thing about this? So all my life, so growing up in the port, we'd go down the wharves and fish, and my brother would sit right next to me and pull in whiting after whiting, and I'd just sit there, right? Nothing, not a bite. So I go, right, swap seats. So we'd change seats.
Yeah.
He'd start pulling them in straight. I'd sit there, nothing. There is a knack with it. I don't know. And over the years, I've heard every theory. Is it because I had sunscreen on my fingers and it got on the boat? There's all sorts of things. But
I've got the same curse.
Everywhere
I
sit in the boat, nothing happens.
Nothing.
And everyone around me is pulling them in.
Yeah. You could swap places.
Yeah.
They could just sit on your rod.
I know.
And the fish know.
I'll be like, give me your rod. Yeah. You change rod. Nothing.
Yep. Oh, Dits. I look forward to that. Tommy Jonas is going to join us to talk all things Port Adelaide. We're going to give $1,000 away on the rumour mill. $500 up for grabs for the quickie.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Top five of the week as well. One of us
is under pressure with the quickie. Who wants to do it?
No, I don't want to.
We've got this thing where we hate it when we're the one that gives it away.
Well,
we want our people to win.
But
we love it jackpotting.
There's satisfaction in having a tricky enough question.
Like in about 3 weeks' time, wouldn't it be great if someone won $2,000 or something?
Yeah. Ow.
Test drive the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X at Peter Kittle Toyota.
Get all the news you need.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Small win in the fight against inflation yesterday. It came in at 3.4. They're thinking it was going to be 3.5. It's a big drop from where it was, around 8% a fair while ago.
Drop the rates.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Everything's pumping along too good in the economy, they're saying. So they're even talking about it happening next year, maybe not even this year, in different circles. But I think I heard a stat as well on the way in on the Luke Boner program that in the last 6 months, it's actually right down to around 2%, the inflation, so right down where they want it. So if we keep going the way we are, it's good news for everyone in Australia. The things that are going up, insurance premiums are being up about 16-17% for the year. Rent's still up too high.
Health premiums.
Yeah, all those insurance premiums and health stuff. And lots of things are dropping a little bit, which is great, but they're worried about all tax cuts for everyone starting in July the 1st, what that'll do to inflation.
Do you think that there'll be a situation where we're seeing places not decreasing their, you know, costs and stuff, trying to get away with...
I'm sure what I always found is that they just maintain a level, don't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, even if they'll blame the cost increases on inflation and then when inflation drops, it just stays like that?
It stays like it.
Yeah.
I've always thought that in my lifetime, if you look at it, housing prices, they never come down.
No.
Well, they do
they just
state.
Don't stop. They don't go up a lot.
Yeah.
They do crash into state.
You reckon?
Yeah, absolutely they do. I've had heaps of real estate crashes. Look what happened in America, and there's heaps of... Adelaide has historically sort of been like a snail sort of thing, goes up slowly. But in Melbourne and Sydney and eastern states, they have ups and downs. Over the long haul, they keep going up, but short term, they definitely go down. Yeah.
I've never bought a house in Melbourne or Sydney.
No,
so.
who has? But you read about it.
Yeah.
You definitely read about it.
Mm.
Alice Springs is in absolute crisis as well. I don't know if you saw the footage of this. This is horrendous up there. It's out of control. So much, so bad that they have brought in a curfew over Easter and for the next 10, 12, 14 days. that people under the age of 18 aren't allowed out after 6 p.m. and up until 6 a.m. The Aboriginal elders are embarrassed and disgusted about what's going on up there. There's no tourists going there. Locals are leaving Alice Springs, very fast. They've had a guts fall. They need help from the federal government to try and bring everything under control. But at the moment it's not. And don't expect, it'll come to Adelaide if it's not careful. They're already having troubles in Port Augusta. Things need to be sorted out quickly.
So you reckon they travel down from up north, do they?
Yep.
To get out of there, and then they just bring it here?
Well, yeah, they move around.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, I probably should have seen this coming, but Armaguard, one of the biggest security companies in Australia, and there are others that do similar things. They carry a lot of the cash around. You see them roll up, don't you, with their big armoured vehicles and outside businesses. Well, Coles have actually made an announcement about the weekend coming up. They don't want any cash. And they're saying to their staff, let's try and minimise cash in the building. Armaguard have basically admitted they're going to struggle in future to stay afloat because we are getting to the point of being cashless.
Yeah.
There's nothing for them to do.
Mm. They don't just need to show up with a little trolley.
Yeah.
They've already merged with a company now to try and survive.
Yeah.
Put two bad businesses into one and it's not making a good one yet.
But a lot of people listening this morning would go to Coles over the weekend for the big, or today for their big Easter shop and use cash. And Coles basically saying, we don't want your cash.
God, it's an issue, isn't it? This transition from
Snowball.
Yeah. What's happened with Splendour in the Grass? It's been completely cancelled. It's one of the most successful festivals in Australia.
The biggest and most well-known, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Only announced a week ago that Kylie was coming.
I was even thinking about going, like for the first time in my life. It's not happening. They're cancelling.
Just can't. I've rang a couple of people up there. They can't get guarantees from the international act, so they haven't got that locked in, and therefore that affects ticket sales. Plus they say that the youngies haven't got the money up there at the moment, which it's I think it's very expensive to go to, isn't it?
It's one of the most expensive. Like, it's cheaper to, our producer was saying, it's cheaper to go to Bali on a trip. And it's worth, I think, I mean, it's an amazing experience, but you need to be cashed up and people just aren't at the moment.
So any idea what it would cost? So if we went, bought a ticket, Splendour in the Grass?
I think about $1,000 for the whole time you're there.
$1,000?
Yeah, I think so. Probably close to that.
For a few days.
It's about 3 days, yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got...
But you're not talking just the ticket. You're saying the your accommodation and everything.
I actually don't 100% know what the ticket is, but the last time I thought about going was about $700, and that was years ago.
What?
Yeah, I think if you go for all 3 days and you pay to camp as well, it's about $1,000.
It's about $1,000.
Okay, so that's a lot of money.
And then you've got flights, you've got, you know,
so a lot of young people
alcohol
just
when you're there, you've got food.
Mm.
It's probably about $3,000, you know.
All right.
It's just a lot of money. And it's
to go to a concert.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it takes a big chunk out of your life as well. So I'm not sort of surprised, but it is very, very sad because it is a bit of a rite of passage for those guys. And I just read something this morning. I don't know if you guys have ever had a petty little breakup where things got a bit sort of niggly towards the end. But a woman's woken up the day after her partner's left and she's gone down to the toilet to have a wee and he's taken the toilet.
Get out.
Yeah, this is over in the US. She said, I came downstairs, the toilet was gone. He is a plumber, so it is within his wheelhouse. He does have the skill set. She goes, but she said he never tipped at restaurants. He never tried to help out with the power bill. She goes, this is very on brand.
Yeah, okay.
So I might bring it up a bit later on and see if anyone's had anything sort of petty taken in a breakup.
That's a portable toilet.
Totally.
Shit bloke.
It's right, it's on Loz, Dribble Home.
Test drive the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X at Peter Kittle Toyota.
What on earth was going on back then?
The top four things we learnt on Rude Dits and Loz this week.
Short week.
We learnt how they used to commentate cricket in the old days.
What were you saying about the sound effects? They used to do their own sound effects.
Well, when they were playing in England, they would send through a wire that would say,
Bradman hits a single through the covers.
He scored a century in both innings in the Melbourne Test against England.
This would be, you know, 5 minutes later he'd get it, and so he'd go...
Oh, when Bradman hits a single through the covers.
They had a piece of wood in it, and he would tap on it to replicate the sound of the bat on ball.
Oh.
And that's how they used to commentate the cricket.
That's right. On Monday, Roo gave a little drive-by to the opposition. Then on Wednesday, he reversed back for another one during our quickie contest.
Name three famous, and I mean famous, Williams.
Prince William, William Hurt, and Will Goodings.
And his name's Will.
He's not famous.
Well, okay, well, that I agree with. Oh, no.
We ring 5-8-8. I don't know his name.
I'm Googling him, Will Goodings. No results.
All right.
That's how you stay the number one show. Bully the opposition.
No.
Number three.
There was a pitch invader at the Crows Geelong game.
Now, free kick, we've got a streaker.
And we learned Ditz wasn't happy with the amount of media attention he got.
Pick the paper up Saturday morning, big photo of him on the front page. Watch the news that night, it's on every news service, all the footage of him. He also filmed it himself on his phone.
So in order to fix the amount of media attention he was getting, Ditz decided to talk about him on the radio.
We actually have to give a bloke like him zero coverage.
Yeah.
The photo of him, front page. Like, you don't reckon he's dining out on, I'm on the front page of the paper?
He got the trifecta. TV news, paper, and thanks to Ditz, radio coverage.
Number two.
Every day on Triple M, we drop rumours in the rumour mill.
There's another text on the text line as well. This is anonymous.
In the running for $1,000.
You can be anonymous.
You can be anonymous and keep a low profile like this guy.
Is that why you're talking?
Funny voice.
Yeah, he's talking like this.
Yep.
If you share this with us, do you have to go into witness protection or something, do you?
Well, it's just between the four of us, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
But this week, we got an anonymous text, and I think we learned that Rue blew her cover.
On the Automasters text line, Vicky from Marino has said that she has a rumour Ben Cousins is going into the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Really?
I just read the last bit of her message. Anyway, sorry.
She had to be anonymous. Yeah. If anyone wants to be anonymous on this show, can put in really big blackballed
letters. At the beginning of the
at
text.
At the start of your text.
Just don't say her name again.
There's a lot of Vickys live in Marina.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right, you're going to have to stop saying Vicky.
Vicky's just gone into hiding.
Oh, no, Vicky.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right, guys, you've blown her cover. Let's just go to a song. Number one. Last year, Rue won an award for asking the longest question to our premier.
Mark Rusciuto's question, 37 seconds.
Yeah. We learnt this year he's just getting better and better.
No.
Listen to this question to 350 game legend Travis Boak.
In the start of your career, you're trying to get a game, then you're trying to play well, and then you're trying to be the best player, and then towards the end, you try and give back and you try and bring kids along. You've been the best that I can see at Port Adelaide since I've come into the AFL with what you've done taking players overseas, Jason Horne Francis last year, Zach Butters, Connor Rosie before that. But probably even a bigger role and a harder role is when you take players in, younger players, and you've done that with Sam Powell Pepper, who was, you know, needed to be straightened up a little bit, didn't have the best upbringing. Is that a natural thing for you, Bokey, or are you just hell-bent on doing everything you can for the club to be as good as it can?
That question came in at 42 seconds. Unfortunately, Travis, no time to answer that. Your career is now over.
Oh, well, 350 games, long question.
You just about to play 400 now.
That was the only question we got in the interview. We had to wind it up.
Oh, no, I got to ask him about his hair. That was a good chat. Oh, Sammy, you are... Talk about witness protection. Our Sandman needs to, change
lucky
his
we're going on a break.
That's right.
Test drive the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X at Peter Kittle Toyota. The top five, all thanks to those guys. Read it to Loz, Triple M.
A woman's Reddit post has gone viral, and I can kind of see why. It's pretty funny. She's broken up with her partner, which is very sad. And they live together, so he's moving out of the house.
Yep.
And he's come and started packing everything up. And mm-hmm. She's fallen asleep upstairs while he's doing it.
Mm.
And then she's woken up and he's gone. She's gone downstairs to just see what he's taken and go to the toilet. And he's taken the toilet.
What?
He's taken the toilet. He's deep. He's unplumbed it. He's a plumber, apparently, this bloke.
Okay.
So it's in his wheelhouse. It's part of his skill set.
Yeah.
But that's petty. I mean, that's about as petty as you can get.
You can get attached to your toilet.
Yeah.
Well, if you sit on it too long, you can.
That's right.
It's must be a bloody good toilet.
Yeah.
She must be a deep sleeper too, just quietly.
Yeah, well, or he's a very good plumber and he just sort of, you know, swiftly, silently took it.
She's portable dunny.
She's posted on it and said,
how relaxed is she having this sleep while he's packing up?
That's right. She obviously didn't care. She said, look, I've split up with my boyfriend. This is the post. She goes, I fell asleep while he was packing. He stole my toilet. I won't lie. I have been laughing about it, but it's just the most bizarre thing. She said, it's very on brand for him though, because He was the cheapest I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Refused to tip servers at restaurants because that's how they do it in Japan, according to him.
Right.
And wouldn't pay the power bill for the whole time we lived together. So
he's no good.
Yeah. I mean, petty little things in a breakup.
Mm.
It happens. People get very pedantic towards the
always
end.
Big fights over a dog, isn't there?
Yeah,
not that that's petty,
awful.
But that causes a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Pet.
Like, gifts are weird because if you've spent money on a gift for someone and then they cheat on you, do you want them to keep it? Do you feel like you should get the record player back, you know? And that's when it starts getting niggly.
Oh, yeah.
I know of people who've taken light bulbs and batteries out of things.
What?
Yeah, I pay for that. And you just know it's going to inconvenience them. Yep. So we're talking the petty things that get taken in a breakup. A woman in the US has posted a Reddit. She woke up after her partner left her and he'd taken the toilet.
Well.
He'd unplumbed it.
Good luck
what
to
do
him.
You do?
Yeah, get the toilet and
great
run.
Bloke.
Let's go to Underdale. Mark, what did you take?
Yeah, I removed PowerPoint plugs from the all the major appliances, such as the fridge and the air conditioner and microwave.
Oh, no.
Plugs?
Yeah, removed them.
Cut the end off them or something?
That's correct, yep.
Oh, you dog.
I'm a dog, I know.
God, you must have had a nasty breakup.
Oh, let's not delve into that because I feel like just want to get the funny bit, don't we? We don't want the don't want the darkness underneath.
All right, let's go to Denver. Not in America, in Surrey Downs. Hello, Denver.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Yeah, good, Denver. What happened?
Bumped into a pilot from the UK and we were talking about Scotch whiskies and he said, I've flown all around the world, collected approximately 80 bottles of Scotch, split up with the wife, and she rang him on the phone to say, love, I've just tipped the last bottle of that Scotch whiskey down the sink.
Oh, no.
And by the way, she said, seeing we're splitting up, I've left all that you need in the garage at home.
Nice.
You need to come and pick it up. So he went around, opened the garage, and in the middle of the floor was a bread maker. He said she hated it when I bought it for her.
Yeah.
And that's all she left me. Yep. And when I picked it up, she'd cut the electrical cord
off.
Yeah,
right. Oh, nasty. That pilot.
Come on, nasty start.
Must have
been vindictive.
Goodness me.
I don't know what we're expecting. But drop we're getting.
The pilot.
Let's go to Fulham. G'day, Christy. What did you take after the split?
Well, it wasn't me. It was someone I worked with. We work in a gym and her partner and her have been together. It was nothing like the last three. This one was quite fair, really. He made sure when they split up that he split everything really evenly, so everything was fair. So right down to the vitamins, he'd been through the vitamins and gave her share and took his share. The protein powder, he emptied that out, took his measurement worth and left her with her half.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
To the point of ridiculous.
Oh, he counted the grains of rice.
It does, Christy. Thank you.
Yeah, it does. Well, fair's fair, I guess.
Yep.
That's one way to do it.
Cut the house in half as well. Let's go to Mansell Park. G'day, Danny.
Morning, guys.
Good. Tell us about what they took after the breakup.
It was a mate of mine. She kept going on about how he was too hard to handle and she couldn't handle being with him. So he went back and took all her handles.
Oh,
covered handles,
that's
tap handles, every handle.
Right. How'd she handle that?
Yeah, she wanted to impress.
She couldn't.
Lisa at Kersbrook. What happened, Lisa?
Oh, it's my sister. She was going through a really messy divorce.
Yeah.
And her ex-partner, he loved his vodka. So he had a bar full of vodka. So he packed it all in boxes, sealed it. She went to the house to pick up her stuff, unsealed the boxes of vodka, filled it up with tap water, sealed the bottles and filled the boxes.
Oh.
So he's obviously open them wherever he is now because he loved his vodka. He'd be drinking water.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yay.
Nasty.
She's playing the long game there.
Oh, we've got some ruthless individuals on Triple M here. Let's head to Seton. Helen, what did you do after the breakup?
Hey, how you going?
Good. What did you do?
I broke up with a guy and I had to drop off his stuff at his house, which was fine. But he had given me a concentrated Windex bottle and he demanded that I gave him his Windex back.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
He demanded, seriously, because it's my favourite cleaning product. But anyway, I dropped it off, did the right thing.
He needed to be able to see clearly.
Should have sprayed him in the eyes, Helen.
Oh, that's amazing. Group one field.
Can we just go with maybe someone who was nice? Loz, pick Christy.
Christy?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, Christy.
Split the vitamins.
Yeah. Split the vitamins, yep. You're off to see the boxing. Yeah, thanks for your calls, guys. I'm really sorry to everyone who's had those awful breakups, but I'm just glad we got a little bit of content out of it.
Now, yesterday did a story, and it's sounds like a joke, but it's actually real, that SAPOL have distanced themselves at the moment from Crime Stoppers, because it turns out that Crime Stoppers is run or owned by this parent company, and the same company around the world owns some porn sites.
Mm.
Like one's called Pornhub.
Yeah, the big ones.
Brazzers or whatever. And
they're the big dogs.
Wanted to delve deeper into this. So yesterday, thought I'd put a call through to Crime Stoppers.
Hello, Crime Stoppers. Do you need to report a robbery? Have you seen any hot, desperate crims in your area?
Well, I have seen some suspicious activity. Yeah, someone in my street been breaking into cars.
Ooh, what were they wearing?
Excuse me?
What were they wearing?
Well, I think he was wearing a balaclava.
Ooh, sounds kinky. He sounds like a bad boy and he needs to be punished. I'll send someone over with the fluffy handcuffs right away.
Is this Crime Stoppers?
Sure is, baby. We stop hard criminals in their tracks.
There you go. All right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
You like that a little bit too much. Like.
No, I didn't like it.
Yes,
it was
did.
One of the... So... I think what we need to do
is
peek behind the wizard's curtain here and give people a bit of a glimpse into what it's actually like when we're trying to put these things together. Because that sounded very slick and smooth.
When we're trying to be creative.
I could not get through it.
No. Someone in my street been breaking into cars.
Ooh, what were they wearing?
Excuse me? Sorry.
What were they wearing?
Excuse me? Well, I think they were wearing a balaclava.
Hang on.
Get your porn voice on, Loz.
I can't believe I'm doing this. All right, go.
Well, I think he was wearing a balaclava.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
She's gone.
I can't.
She's cooked.
Hang on.
Oh, think of someone you hate. Think of something you hate. Come on, you're on your bike for 45 minutes. Come on.
Okay,
your ex-boyfriend's a prick.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and then you've had to turn to Pornhub to get raised.
Come on, stop talking or you're making it work. Ooh, sounds kinky.
Oh, no. I could not get through it. And Rue was trying to coach me. I'll just read a text message I got from my mum after that segment. She said, "We had your teeth straightened and send you to a private school so you could do this on radio."
That's right.
And on your Canadian
Kath.
Money well spent.
People out there think we're smooth operators.
No.
You've blown our cover totally. So
No one thinks that.
90-second segment that went to air, it took us about an hour to put together.
It was, oh.
Oh, Thursday morning before Easter. How exciting. Everyone's up for a long, long weekend.
Oh, it's just the best feeling in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon it's the best weekend of the year.
I agree.
Yep.
Yeah,
best weather usually around this time of the year.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
You can pick and choose who you want to go away with.
Yeah.
Me and my brother have our birthday over Easter.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Good
I've
on
only
you.
Mentioned it about 9 times.
Next Thursday. Okay.
How weird's this? I'm on
doing a countdown here on Triple M, Dits.
4?
Loz's birth? Oh, you've forgotten it already.
Cheeky.
My brother's the 3rd of April, I'm the 4th, and my nephew Oscar's the 5th.
Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a little...
Let's have another long weekend for that. Then.
Yeah, I think we should just take the month of April off.
How will you celebrate, Loz?
Oh, I'm working, actually, because you two go on holidays, but I still have to do the show, so...
Oh.
Got to climb the tree before you pick the fruit,
Loz.
All right. The quickie's coming up next. $500
yes.
If you can get 3 correct answers in 5 seconds. We've got $1,000 in the room and
I'm doing
later
it today.
On.
Quickie with
You're
Loz.
Doing it.
I've got one.
Pressure, Loz.
Good on you, Loz. Righto, give us a call right now if you want to win $500 in the quickie.
Yep, that's right. Big hour on the way, and the quickie is all thanks to Star Electrical, a local family business chosen by SA's best builders to help build family homes across Adelaide. It's Roo, Dits and Loz. Triple M.
7:43, it is rumour time, and you know it's today we're giving away the $1,000
as
well.
Yeah, we're going to do that next, but we like confirming a few rumours when we get them, because they're not always right, and some of them are. And we dropped one the other day about a big double-decker structure going to be built down at Grange Golf Club for LIV Golf. People are going to be able to tee off there. They're going to have food and drinks and all of that, a driving range.
Yeah.
So we thought we should get the managing director of LIV Golf on, Nick Haslam. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Roo. How are you?
Was that rumour accurate or not?
It was accurate.
Oh, yeah. We got one right.
Yeah, that's right. So a few little inaccuracies in there. I don't want to. We'll give it a tick. No. Yeah. So there's going to be a double-decker driving range. So there'll be three. You know the team format of LIV Golf. There'll be three teams teeing off on the top.
Right.
On the top level. And the other 11 teams will be teeing off downstairs along the driving range. It'd be awesome. It'd never been done in world golf as far as we believe, and this is for
sort of punters like us, is that we can pay and go along and do this?
No, that was the inaccuracy. So it's just for the pros. We've had some concerns that if you were hitting off the top dits, you might sort of top it,
and so you pay to have food and drink and watch a pro practicing?
Correct.
I don't want to watch dits hack him into the neighbour's backyard.
No, me neither. In fact, Dits, you're a member down there, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those grumpy old ones that whinge about the course being good afterwards. No, I do not. His socks pulled up and his Birkenstocks.
Nick, that is not true.
No, it's okay. Love the members.
Yeah, we do love the members.
In fact, I played yesterday, Wednesday comp day, and Nick, there's that much positivity. It's magnificent. For what we saw last year.
Are you still allowed to play this close to LIV Golf?
Yeah, yeah.
Chopping up the greens.
How'd you go, Dits?
Not good. stock standard.
Nick, is it looking awesome and better this year than last year?
It is, Roo. Yeah, it's looking great. Rowan and the team have done an awesome job to put the course in as good a nicket as it is.
Yeah, it's
and,
beautiful.
We've got, there's not many of these courses where we can keep the other LIV tournaments, they normally shut them 3 to 4 weeks out, but we've, managed to keep it open for members right up until a week before.
Nice.
50% increase in capacity this year.
Wow.
Yeah. The famous watering hole's got, a lot of extra seating involved, and then throughout the course, we really wanted to make it as accessible as possible to as many people as possible.
Can I make a very tiny suggestion? I went last year, it was fantastic, but I think there needs to be a pamphlet for people who don't understand etiquette. Just basic golf etiquette for people like me, because I irritated a few people by walking in places I wasn't meant
Stilettos
to.
Stilettos on the ground.
Google it up before you get there.
Talking during certain parts, and it would just, I think that might go a long way.
Yeah, okay.
Loz, one of the things about LIV Golf is that it attracts people who might not be traditional golf fans. Mm. We're happy for you to come along, and if you're talking in the wrong spot or you're in your stilettos, that's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, have you still got that technology that you can control the ball into the hole on the watering holes to get hole in one to get worldwide press coverage?
You'd be happy to hear we've set up the magnets through, so happening.
Let us know who's going to do it, please.
Yeah. Nick, I was there last year, and you run into so many people say, "Yeah, I was there too." But what just one of the great things I've ever seen in sport that was.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we planned the weather as well. We planned the hole in one. It was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was in the tournament office at the time and missed the whole thing.
Oh.
But it was like the vibe on that watering hole was outstanding, and we can't wait to do it again this year.
All right, well done. Good luck. Hope it all goes well, mate. Thanks for confirming the rumour.
Thanks for having me, guys. See ya.
See ya.
There he is, Nick Haslam, Managing Director of LIV Golf. We're going to give away $1,000 for our best rumour of the month now.
Woo-hoo. All thanks to Automasters. AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician. It's Roo, Dits and Loz. Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz. AutoCam, real-time video from Automasters.
Hey, have you heard?
Your Rubophile's been on the money a few times.
Oh, Premier says.
Every morning at 7:40 a.m, hear what's happening in Adelaide first. The Rumour Mill.
So every month we give away $1,000 thanks to Automasters for our favourite rumour. Obviously, we like them to be...
They have to be confirmed.
Here are some of the rumours we've dropped during March.
The Rumour Mill.
My friend has been working on a project for approximately 2.5 years. Project's down south and it's going to be a wave park.
Harvest Rock, that's a pretty big gig in Adelaide, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want me to drop a name here that might be a bit of a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Who have you got? No.
Come off it.
Kyle's?
We've got the Adelaide International Police Tattoo returning in May next year. 1st to the 4th of May.
Prospect Council have decided that they no longer want Adelaide Tennis Academy at Collingrove, so they pulled the pin and they've got to move. Rumour has it that they're going to move into the Peak Gardens complex at Marlston.
There's another text on the text line as well. This is anonymous. He says, China are due to conclude its review into the tariffs on Australian wine exports by March the 31st.
China's crushing tariffs on Australian wine exports set to be scrapped.
Rumour confirmed.
There is a 95% chance of Coldplay playing at the end of race concert for the Valo Adelaide 500.
You're joking.
A few big confirms and a few left hanging there. Wouldn't it be big if Coldplay were in town?
Oh, yeah.
For the V8s, that'd be huge.
Now, they were all good.
Yep, group one
field. But let's get to our winner.
There can only be one winner. We got Dale on the line from Hectorville. G'day, Dale.
Good morning, team. How are we doing?
What was your rumour?
Let loose about the flavour of the month, Matildas, coming to play at Adelaide Oval.
All right, let's have a listen.
It's all about Matildas at the moment, and it will be all about Matildas in Adelaide at Adelaide Oval in June.
In June.
Oh, Dale.
Hang on.
You say they're coming to play in Adelaide in June.
Yeah, let's hope we get some support for the hospitality industry during that time.
Now, Dale was in hiding at the time, as you could hear, but he's a bit more up and about this morning.
Is that Dale or
now,
Russell
Crowe? It was on March the 1st that Dale came on to tell us that. It was announced on March the 5th, four days later. Mm. Dale, you have won the $1,000, mate. Well done.
Congratulations.
You're guilty. Thank you, T.
Now, I just want to ask you a little question. Have you got a bit of an in the world of soccer or not? Or was it just fall on your lap, this one?
Loose lips sink ships.
Yeah, that's all right. I dropped the rumour.
Get the frothies going and, people start talking.
Okay. A couple of weeks after that, I dropped the rumour about the Socceroos coming to Adelaide in October, November. Have you heard that on the grapevine?
No, but, hey, there's always room for next month, so I'll see what I can do.
All right. Oh, gee,
where's
your bloody grip?
Dale thinks he's winning two in a row.
Yeah.
Bloody delusional Dale.
Give something, Dale.
No.
Yeah, bugger off, Dale.
We love you, Dale.
Have a good Easter.
Well done.
Dale in the castle.
Dale.
Tell him he's dreaming.
He's dreaming.
Little rumour on the text line here. Robert from Royal Park. I don't think this is anonymous, but rumour file at 10-minute mark of the Port v Melbourne clash on Saturday night. People will stand up and applaud Boakey for 350 games.
Oh. At the 10-minute mark.
Because he's number 10.
We think a cricket story might drop today. Not
we
a good story.
Well,
all of us. Come on. Don't hang me out to dry. Just wait and see.
No, it's could just be.
Loz doesn't know anything about
could be
I know nothing.
No, Loz told me in the break. There could be a bit. Anyway, could be a cricket story break today.
What, a little one or a big one?
Reasonably big, and unfortunately it's not a good story. But anyway, wait and see if that happens.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. If you want to hear what's happening
in dampener on things, dude.
Adelaide 3 days before everyone else, make sure you tune in every day at 7:40. The Rumour Mill, back April 15th.
He played over 200 AFL games.
And Jonas kicks the goal. Second career goal in his 210 games.
He's the former Port Adelaide captain.
Big tackle, Jonas, captain's wrap-up.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, Tom Jonas.
Oh, let's hit him right between the eyes. You missed a few games with a dodgy hamstring here and there. Anything to see here or what? Anything we need to read into that?
Well, I did a calf just before that prelim as well, so you
know.
Clearly didn't want to play in that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, this is a scandal, isn't it?
Yeah, don't dig too deep, boys.
Oh, no.
Why not? That's what you're here for.
No.
You didn't say girls. Can I dig?
I thought you were just talking about me.
No.
All right, here's a serious question before we move on. Is it a sad day for footy or is this a storm in a teacup?
It's not a sad day and it's not a storm in a teacup. I think, you know, all of these questions, you know, they need to be asked and the competition will be in a better place for it. I think you've got to work through it. It's a very, very complex issue, but ultimately, I think out of this will come a better league and a better bunch of role models.
Have you thought about a better system yet or not? Because not one person I've heard in football has come up with a better system that would have helped the AFL yet. Everyone's slamming the AFL. Everyone's saying this is wrong, that's wrong, this is not right, this is not. But no one's come up with an idea that works better yet.
I'm in that boat. I've thought of a system. I haven't come up with the ideal solution. I think when you're committed to the WADA code, you know, they're going to get tested and found guilty for an illicit substance on game day, which is meant to be performance enhancing, which it clearly wouldn't enhance your performance, but you're committed to the code and we also don't want to encourage that anyway. So it's just, there's so many strings to it. But ultimately we want to look after player safety and I think just, you know, not really encouraging the illicit drug taking at any level, whether it's at elite sport, at amateur sport, or, you know, just in social occasions.
And what 99% of people don't understand about what the code that they're talking about is that it's a voluntary code that the players have signed up to. It's totally different to other sports. Most other sports don't even do this amount of testing. They just get tested on game day or random by WADA. AFL have signed up to it to try and help the players and inadvertently put the players in the spotlight for if they happen to do the wrong thing. So it's a tricky situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's rigorous. And also, you know, well, you don't give out your public health records or private health records, Roo. It's Loz.
I mean, right, there's a difference. Oh, no one should give out public health records. No doubt about that. But we're talking about people taking drugs, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But also, like, if the CEO of a bank was doing it, who's in charge of billions of dollars, that doesn't get disclosed.
They should be either. As accountable.
I'm not sitting here encouraging it. But
doesn't happen at radio.
No, but as you know, if people go, FIFO workers at mines and things get tested.
On
and,
game day.
Yeah. Yep. But people, and they should be, you talk about bank CEOs, I'm arguing they should be as accountable as the footballer that runs out to play today. Yeah,
sure. They don't get tested.
It's it's Pandora's box. We're not sitting here encouraging it and validating it at all, but
And there's also the issue of if someone does have a serious drug problem, you know, exposing that and taking their job away from them, it's not going to help them at all. Like, you know, that could send them into a spiral. So I think that's why maybe there has been an attitude to try and protect those people from that kind of public humiliation, but it's been abused by other people.
That's it. You're trying to strike the balance between support and then people take the mickey out of it.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope they can come up with a better system and implement it. I think they're talking about having some ideas mid-year and maybe implementing it for next year. So we'll wait and find out what it is.
Oh, Tommy, Port Adelaide 2 wins so far. Take on Melbourne here on Saturday night. This is, I reckon, the first real test.
Absolutely. For both sides, I'd say. Melbourne dismantled Hawthorn at the G. I think they're back to some of their better footy. The inclusion of Oliver is enormous.
Yep.
Port Adelaide, we're winning. We're probably not playing our best footy. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Last year when we, you know, won 30 in a row and then fell short the tail end of the year, we didn't peak at the right time. But then if you're losing, you'd be unhappy. So I reckon it's okay. Just trucking along. And I reckon they'll play better footy against Melbourne than they played against Richmond.
Yep.
May out is a big out for them. That's what one of their strong points, their defence.
Yeah, that's nice. But I mean, at the same time, you're still going to have a decent footballer coming in. Like Adam Tomlinson's played a lot of AFL footy. He's handy. So it's not like they're going to be playing against 17 men, but he is a big out. He's very important.
How hard is it to play with a dislocated finger? Clayton Oliver.
Not that hard.
No, just strap
you
it up.
You could have done it once or twice.
Strap them together.
Yeah, you play any squash with like dislocated fingers?
No. I'd have had 6 months out with it.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is he actually gets the ball where I just punched it. So, yeah.
Right. You reckon they've improved Port Adelaide? The talk out of the club is about getting ready for finals already in a respectful way. They're not getting ahead of themselves. They're not insinuating that. But Ken's been saying, even with Jason Horne Francis, it's a long season. We need him right at the end. That's a big shift from last year, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon at points last year, we probably rolled him out when he could have had the extra week off or had a week off. And I think they'll be a bit more clever about that. I also think, like, have we improved right now? Potentially not. But is there more upside? I'd say yes. Like, you're still seeing Alir and Asava are jumping into each other a little bit. They're not quite used to each other. There's that midfield dynamic you're going to work through with Ollie being back, looking spectacular, by the way. He's looked really good. And then getting the forward line working, whether it's going to be an Ollie Lord or a Mitch Georgiadis, there's a bit to work through there. They're not all in their best form.
Have you watched the Crows?
Yeah, I've spent plenty of time watching the Crows. And
how can you turn it? Can you turn it around, a performance like the Crows did last week against the Cats, really quickly?
Absolutely. They were leading in the third quarter. It's not like it was doomsday. I thought, you know, they probably shouldn't. They really struggled to move the ball off half back, which is unlike them. Like, thinking about last year, even though they weren't getting the chockies, they were able to score really easily. But I think there's a lot of upside there. They just, you probably need a few things to go your way, and then you get one and you're on a roll.
Speaking of a few things going your way,
you
were hosting a Port Adelaide event, and you were there, Tommy.
There was a what ways were they going? They come out both ends, I think, at one point.
This is what I'm saying.
So let's go back a week. I was crook. I missed a day or two here. And,
there's a lot of jams down at Port Adelaide.
I was interviewing Tommy Jonas on stage at a lunch at the Port Footy Club.
Yeah.
You didn't catch it, did you?
I didn't, fortunately. And I don't think I gave it to you, but it didn't sound good anyway.
You didn't catch it. He punched it off. Who were you interviewing when you nearly threw up?
Byron Pickett.
Right.
Choppy.
Can you imagine if you threw up on Byron Pickett?
How is Choppy going?
Good. He was really good.
The two questions you asked him before you had to leave.
Then I had to run out the joint. Yeah. No, he was telling me about his new job. He's working with people that come out of prison and he's helping them settle back into society and whatever. Fantastic. So he's going well.
He's doing really well. And I also blamed him for all of the suspensions I had over my career. I said I used to watch him growing up and it was his fault.
That's right.
Yeah. You got you razzed up.
Indeed.
And the Easter Bunny will be around at your house on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm ducking out on Saturday. I'll come down and call the footy while you're up at Port Augusta.
That's right. I'll be watching from there.
But yeah, you know what it's like. Are
you stepping into the big man's
shoes? Are you making your debut on the commentary team?
Oh, I think they send me down to the boundary. Is that where you got to cut your teeth in the wind and rain and, you know, all of that?
Yeah.
You'll get plenty of advice from the locals down there. Don't worry.
I'm looking forward to a Crows game when I do get a little bit of that. Perhaps an away showdown. Can I sign myself up for that one?
Oh, my God.
You'll get Chardonnay, Chuck.
That's madness.
That is madness.
Tom Jonas. No.
What's happening at Hey Diddle this week?
Oh, it's been an enormous week.
Speaking of Chardonnay.
Yeah, speaking of Chardonnay drinkers.
The biggest top of them all.
No, we got a nice Pinot on the way. I reckon that'll suit you, Loz and Ditz.
I do need to make an order.
You got to get away from those big Barossa Shirazes and drink a little bit of Pinot.
A little bit chilled?
Yeah, I mean, the weather's cooling down a bit, so I'll probably be right as is. But my mate Brad Ebert will finally come to town for gather around, hopefully. So I'll put him on the tools and get a bit of payback on him.
Beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Good on you, Tommy. Thanks for coming in.
It's lovely to see you. Loz, you've been up and about since that little porn segment this morning.
Okay.
I did tune into that.
Very uncomfortable.
Out of context, that is.
Very uncomfortable.
And you're on the decaf as well, so I don't know what that means.
It means I haven't had caffeine in 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
If she has a proper coffee, we've got to get her down from the ceiling.
Yeah, I was asked to stop by management.
Then watch Pornhub after that.
No, stop it.
It's a Loz. Triple M.
We've got a brand new competition. We're going to launch right now. Wait till you see these prizes. Have a listen.
Want to live like Adelaide's number one breakfast show, Roo, Ditz and Loz?
Oh, yeah.
Live like Ditz.
Come on, we're caring, sharing.
And head on an $8,000 trip to Live Golf London. Or like Roo, and be at the best corporate hospitality at Live Golf Adelaide.
Here we go.
Or like Loz, with the best seats in the house for Fisher's Live Golf After Party.
How good's that? I love that.
Triple M's Live with Roo, Ditz and Loz. To live like Roo, Ditz and Loz. I just register at triplem.com.au. Live Golf Adelaide, April 26 to 28. Tickets at livegolf.com.
Now, how good are these prizes?
I can't believe
it. So my prize is you go to London to watch Live Golf.
You got a very good prize here.
Flights, accommodation, everything.
Yeah.
It's worth $8,000.
Live like Roo. These tickets at the Golf in Adelaide are worth a couple of grand, would you believe?
Yeah, well, this is in the Cellar Door Hospitality Suite, which is inside the ropes. Yep. So these are worth a couple of grand each.
Mine is very on brand for me.
Yeah.
Saturday VIP pass.
Just
going to see Fisher and obviously going to live as well. So VIP passes to see Fisher. I'm not saying you will do a shoey with him.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah.
But how do you win it?
All right. So this is the catch, all right? There are going to be cardboard cutouts of the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You've got to sign up to take one of our cardboard cutouts with us and get us the most exposure you possibly can.
Yeah.
So photographs anywhere you take
Crow's
us.
Crows Gold Coast game, that Dusty Martin cutouts up there, that went all around Australia. Yeah. So you could do things.
Oh. Correct. Just use your imagination.
Imagine the texture and things that are going
to be. I don't even want to think about what's going to happen.
Take Loz out on a Saturday night with you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Anyway.
Yeah. Use your imagination, team. If you want to win these great prizes like flights, accommodation to London to see Live Golf, hospitality tickets at Live Golf, a couple of grand each, they're mine, and Loz, Fisher, and
VIP passes to Saturday.
VIP passes.
All right, so to register, head to triplem.com.au and tell us why we should live with you, all right?
Oh, I don't know if you've been listening to the Rush Hour lately, Ditz.
Why? I listen from time to time.
Oh, you should have been listening the other night.
So I go to a gym called Keezer, and it's all machine-based. You exert your energy for force. Yeah, it's all resistance. There's no music, no... So, you know, everyone's... You can hear the conversations, and... Mm-hmm. So I walk in, and I'm sort of a couple of exercises in, and then next thing, I hear this noise coming from a corner. It sounded like someone was in labour. Like, I'm hearing this person. It's a male, and he's going... And I'm like, this was, what the hell is going on here? Next thing I hear this, and it's getting harder and harder and louder and louder. And I'm like, I'm trying to look around, see who it is. Couldn't find who it was. So then I'm in this sit-up machine.
Right.
And it's behind another sit-up machine. I'm at the back and I'm looking and I see this person sitting in this. Same thing. Starting to hear this.
Oh, oh my God.
And then he finishes and then he sits back and he's exhausted and he says, oh, that's a really mean machine. Like he's cursing the machine. He's got a personal trainer there sort of pushing him. And I'm like, who is this bloke? So then he gets himself out of this machine. I turn around. The first thing I see is his face, and it's like a beetroot. It is that red.
He's been working hard.
And then I'm like, guess who it was?
Who?
Chris Dittmar. The Red Baron.
The grunter.
The Red Baron was like, it was like he was the only person in the gym, and he was in his own little world.
Yeah.
Full credit to him. He was going for it. Yeah. But I honestly felt like, it sounded like someone was giving, I thought so, there was a child birth.
He was about to give birth to his son. Yes.
Oh,
were
my goodness.
Giving birth, were you being the fittest man in the world?
In the grunter.
Overacting? No, what were you doing?
Some of us go to a gym and work out. And some go to be seen.
Yeah,
that's all I'll say.
And you go to be heard by the same.
The funny thing was, we're on the same machine. As he said, we're next to each other. There's two of the same machine. And as I walked past, I looked at the weight he was doing. I said, is that the warm-up?
Oh, I said, what?
He's a wee slipper.
Skinny little.
You know, so we've all seen this. You go to a gym and, you know, with the big stack of weights, the pin is actually on the side.
Yeah.
They've actually put the pin in.
Yeah. Oh.
Bluey hadn't even put the pin in.
He was just lifting the bar.
What were you doing the whole stack?
Bluey.
Of course.
What was the machine you were on?
It's this abdominal machine, and it is actually the worst thing I've ever been on. I don't mind saying it's really awful. It's hard.
What about his shirt
today,
Loz?
That's why you go there, though, Loz. You go there to work.
Yeah.
Of course, I did. I walked off. I said, that is the worst bloody machine I've ever been on.
Well, look at this shirt today.
What it says?
No jog. No, girl.
You go. You are cute. What have you become, Diz?
It must be a fair few days you haven't had a grog then.
That's right.
It's hanging.
Look, I don't want to say too much, but I've kind of become the poster boy for Keys.
You have a bit. You'll be doing ice baths.
They're pretty impressed with what I'm doing over there.
Oh, they have to put a warning up on the door.
Louis, try putting the pin into the weight.
Oh.
And actually,
Get on it, Louis. Keep him honest.
The Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Thank you, South Australia, for your support. Triple M Breakfast with Lou Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Port Adelaide are getting ready to tackle the Demons at Adelaide Oval Saturday night. Travis Boak was on Channel 7 last night, said they'll have to be at their absolute best.
They're a great side. They have been for a long period of time, so we're going to be up against a really good opposition this week.
Now, Clayton Oliver is expected to play, Rui. He hurt his finger,
dislocated his finger at training. So he'll play with a couple of fingers strapped together, I would have thought, which is not a good feeling, but you can get the job done.
All right. Now, there was a bit of talk about Jake Lever also missing, but I think he'll come up.
He will probably play, they're saying, but watch the late moves. We know Stephen May's out, but it's a pretty good side, and it'll be a great contest Saturday night. Adelaide Oval should be a great game.
All right. What's happening over at Cro-Mania?
Cro-Mania, they're heading to Perth to take on the Dockers over there, who've won their first two games. And Josh Rochelli, he was asked about banging in the midfield a bit more.
Yeah, I'd like to inject myself in at times, especially when you have those quarters on the weekend where you're not getting a lot of the ball. I'd like to go in there a little bit more and not just help myself, but help the team a bit more as well.
Rory Laird, Matty Crouch, Jordan Dawson, all under fire a bit this week for a vanilla midfield. Just no experienced campaigners like those sort of boys don't like getting called names no. like that. I think they'll respond, and hopefully the Crows can have a good win over there in Perth.
Triple M will rock footy this afternoon or tonight from 5:30 p.m. Brisbane and Collingwood. Who would have thought both are winless, Roo?
Yeah, they both are winless. And Titus O'Reilly, he said something funny on the front bar last night. If you thought Collingwood would have been zipping three after round two, you might have been a bit confusing before the start of the year because they had round zero.
Yeah.
But they're both struggling. Both haven't seen it before. Be a good game tonight. Lachie Neal's back for yes. Brisbane. Steel side bottom managed. Does that mean he's got a drug problem?
Oh, there you go.
Speaking of he's been out of form. A few of the old boys at Collingwood have been out of form.
This is going to be the new question, isn't it?
Well, everyone will be going off about it.
Yeah.
Out with a hamstring.
Jason or Francis. Has he got a drug problem?
Yeah. Oh, hamstring. God.
Yeah. You better limp. Tell you what.
Ditz is away crook.
Just on this. Ditz.
He was a
serious drug problem.
Had a bender at Keyser.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the AFL says secret drug testing is their medical model. After these bombshell claims were dropped in Parliament, doctors do have the ability to tell players to miss a match on match day if they've taken drugs. Let's hear more from footy newsbreaker Jay Clark.
But it just speaks to a lack of transparency and accountability, which is troubling for fans because we see the hamstring injury out for 2 weeks and we believe it when really it's a much bigger, different issue happening.
I've read and listened to a lot of stuff over the last couple of days about the drug policy. 95% of people think that the players should have their medical history confidential and the doctor-player stuff should be confidential. There's a lot of people that say they get too many opportunities. It's going to be interesting, but everyone agrees that they shouldn't have to fake an injury. No, there's nothing right about that.
No.
But there's not one person from Jared Waitley to Mark Robinson to anyone I've heard, whether it's Jay Clark, come up with a better idea that you can look after the confidentiality but also have a
Yeah, because there's going to be
policy.
Speculation. If you just say, oh, they're just out, there's going to be a massive speculation about whether they're a drug addict, which is just an invasion of their privacy. So I almost understand why they...
They're definitely looking at the policy and it will change by all reports. So let's wait and see. But they're saying there's a very small group of players that have been taking the mickey out of the policy.
Well, they're saying there's 100. Do you reckon that's an exaggeration?
Well, that's over 20 years.
Right.
But I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Okay. All right.
They're not saying they're all taking the mickey. They're saying 100 have used, gone through that pathway.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Melbourne United can force a deciding fifth game of the NBL Championship if they can knock off the Jack Jumpers on their home court tonight. So Tasmania looking for a first ever win in that. Lyles, tell us the story about the wedding dress over the last couple of days.
Well, it's a bit of a... We made national news right here from South Australia.
Yeah.
Quite the tragedy. A young man named Tom was packing up the car at the storage unit. The wedding dress that his bride-to-be is going to be wearing at their upcoming nuptials.
Yep.
Was in a box. He put the box on the roof of the car. I've done that many times. You're packing the car, you know, you put something on the roof, except he just didn't put it back in the car.
Yeah,
he drove off. It flew off somewhere. Mm. They don't know where. We've had search parties out looking for this dress.
Now, we've spoken to Tom, but we actually haven't spoken to Lyndall.
Lyndall, and this is
And let's hope that it's been found. Has it been found? Lyndall's on the line. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Have you got your dress back?
No.
Are you sick of talking about it?
A little bit.
Is Tom out of the doghouse yet?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
No.
He's
okay. What about when he first broke the news to you, though? Do you remember exactly what your reaction was?
Yes. Probably not appropriate for radio.
Okay. Were you with him when it was on the roof, Lyndall?
Yes, but in my defence, I was in the storage shed, so I didn't know that he did it.
No, you don't have to defend yourself.
So he drove off by himself?
Yeah.
Well, no, I was in the car. I just didn't know that there was this dress on the roof.
Yeah. Bruce trying to find a way to make this your fault, I think that's what
I'm saying. I'm trying to understand the situation.
I'll take some blame.
No,
Linda, I'm not trying to blame you.
I've so been you both think... of you in this situation. I've probably been Tom Moore, so I do understand how bad he must feel.
So, Linda, at this stage, do you think, unfortunately, do you think the dress is gone?
Yes.
You do.
Okay.
Now, you know what happened? One of our great supporters here, McGain Real Estate, Mike Dobbin, put up a $2,000 reward, you know, yesterday for someone to find the dress, which is very nice of him, wasn't it? Very generous.
Very generous.
All right. Look, we've got him on the other line here. Let's go to Mike now. How are you, Mike?
Guys, how are you?
Good. Now, thanks for putting up the reward for $2,000, but you're not going to have to pay it out. We haven't found the dress.
Yeah, I heard. That's no good.
Nah.
Anything you want to say there, Mike? Or?
Well, I got a little bit excited when I did hear they didn't find it. I saved myself $2,000.
Oh,
then the guilt kicked in a bit, and I thought, well, I was prepared to give out the $2,000 to whoever finds it, so why not give the $2,000 to Tom and Linda and let them buy a new dress?
You're going to make me cry now.
There you go, Lindell.
There you go.
Yes, that is very, very generous. Thank you so much.
You just have to invite Mike to the wedding.
Yeah, that's fine. The letters, the invitation's in the post.
Oh, no, just the firstborn's fine. That's okay. No,
and also, on your new wedding dress, you could have McGain written across the back of it. Just a little bit of signage. A bit of signage at the wedding would be good.
It'd be good about Mike Mitten.
Yeah, that's Mike Mitten. He also wants to MC the wedding. And, he'll plan the menu too. But,
perfect.
As a matter of fact, guys, Bailey and Grantley Filkey actually donated half of that. They put a grand in the new office out at Gawler. Opening up next Friday.
McGain Filkey out at Gawler. Yeah, you're right. They do open next Friday. Well done to those boys, too.
Yeah, well done, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Good night, Mike. Thank you so much again for that.
Thank you so much.
And Lyndall, there you go. You can put that towards your new dress, all right?
That's amazing. Thank you so much for all your help, guys, as well.
Good on you, Lyndall. Sorry we couldn't find it.
We're like wedding planners now.
I know. It's amazing. I know. Like Jennifer Lopez.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
I need the tip.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Air.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Got two tips this week, and Dits is heading to Oatbank, and they're both at Oatbank, and they're both named after Dits.
What are they going to be?
Race 2, number 2, lovely looking. One first up, Dits. This will be like you run first up. Should win again.
Yes.
Don't disappoint us, Dits, all right?
Okay.
Get the job done, all right? Lovely looking, race 2, number 2. After that wins, they have a bit each way in race 6, number 4. I need a drink.
There you go.
Yeah,
wow.
Well weighted. Just like Ditz is. He's lost a couple of kilos. He's getting in well at the weights at the moment. $7. You can put a dollar each way on that one in race 6, number 4. So race 2, number 2 into race 6, number 4. Have an awesome Easter, everyone. Enjoy the weather in our great state and catch up
with
you soon.
Get off the diet over Easter. You can have a couple of bad days and we'll be good next week.
That's what
Burn it off at Keys.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.